North Korea has tested its fifth nuclear weapon. It was the strongest one yet, but as these things go, it was a small bomb, less power than the one that destroyed Hiroshima in World War II. Still, the North Korean nuclear program is accelerating and getting closer to fitting a compact warhead on a missile. Adriana Diaz in Beijing is following this.
On North Korean state television, the test was celebrated as a success. It was the country's most powerful explosion yet, and another sign of progress for its nuclear program. President Obama, just back from a week-long trip to Asia, called the test provocative and destabilizing. China, North Korea's most reliable partner, urged all relevant countries to act carefully. In New York, an emergency session of the United Nations Security Council was called. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
This is North Korea's second nuclear test this year and the latest in a string of recent provocations. Leader Kim Jong-un has also ramped up the country's ballistic missile capacity and launched three earlier this week during the G20 summit in China. The fear is that with each test comes better capabilities. Jamie Metzl is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
If North Korea continues on the path that it's on, it is likely that within a decade they will have a deliverable nuclear weapon able to hit the continental United States.